I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn joined Senate Republicans to block a federal voting rights bill that would supersede parts of Texas's new elections law on Wednesday. The Freedom to Vote Act marks another effort by congressional Democrats to strengthen and expand voting rights across the country. This effort is a direct response to new voting restrictions enacted by several Republican-led state legislatures, including Texas. The federal legislation came short of the 60-vote majority needed to advance debate on the bill and avoid a Senate filibuster. In September, Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a bill that limits counties' ability to expand voting access options. The new Texas law tightens mail-in ballot requirements, boosts protections for partisan poll watchers, and rolls back local voting initiatives like ballot drop boxes and drive-through voting. The Freedom to Vote Act aimed to overturn these restrictions, created a national standard for voter access, establish automatic voter registration, and lift various state-level measures that hinder access to the ballot box. Further, the bill would have strengthened the regulatory powers of the Federal Election Commission, tightened restrictions on foreign interference in elections, and modified campaign finance regulations. On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pushed for a fourth special session on two election-related issues that didn't get passed in the third special session that ended earlier this week. In a tweet, Patrick said he supported Governor Greg Abbott calling lawmakers back to Austin to increase the penalty for illegal voting and approve a forensic audit bill. Abbott had added the penalty increase to the call for the third special session, but it quickly ran into opposition from House Speaker Dade Phelan. Abbott did not include the election audit proposal on his agenda, despite pressure from former President Donald Trump. Abbott has not directly commented on the possibility of forcing lawmakers to return again, but his spokesperson told a CBS Austin reporter on Tuesday that there was no plan for a fourth special session at this time. The University of Texas Rio Grande Valley will cover full tuition and fees for students whose family income is $100,000 or less, cementing itself as the highest income threshold for this type of tuition assistance program at a public university in the state. The tuition offer, which begins in the fall of 2022, is believed to be the largest free tuition program of its kind at a four-year university in the country. At least four other schools offer assistance to students whose family's income is $100,000 or less, but not for all 4 years. UTRGV started its program out with a $75,000 income threshold, but the requirements have remained the same. Students must be Texas residents who are enrolled for at least 15 credit hours and maintain a certain grade average to keep the grant. It's not clear how many UTRGV students would be eligible for the expanded program. The average tuition and fees at UTRGV cost $8,132. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by League of Women Voters Texas. Read, vote, share. Find the League of Women Voters Texas Voters Guide for the November 2nd Constitutional Amendment election at vote411.org.